So I'm going to guide a journey. There are so many ways in whatever way we do together. Settle your body in whatever position or place it needs to be held securely. There's nothing that the body itself needs to do except just hold your spirit here in the circle on the planet. You need to stretch a little bit first, tighten up and relax, whatever you need to do for the body to itself. Let go. Breathe, and what's the body sensations around you? The warmth, maybe? The smells that are so comforting? The body's in the right place in this moment. Pay attention to what's going on in your mind. Noticing if there is any energy movement that really can be put over to the side, over to your assistant, if you will. All of those thoughts, those ideas, those concerns, those fears and distractions. Okay, they're there. Right now, turn it over to your assistant. Let that list be made and held, and you can get back to it later. And notice your breath. And welcome. We're just getting ready to do a journey. So as you'll see, we've set the space, created a field of safety and love and vision and welcome to it. And now we're going to, Tara, do a guided visualization, okay? When we come back, when you personally come back and come back on your camera, and we'll know you're here with us. So the body is now being held. There's nothing it needs to. The mind is holding space. All the chatter put off to the side. Notice the breath moving in your nostrils. Want to put it, let it move, remove out the mouth or the nostrils. Just notice the breath moving in, moving out. You are present on the planet. And just notice what might be in the emotional field. Is there anything that is showing up that also needs to be given over to your assistant? Those aspects of yourself that have been emotionally concerned, traumatized, worried, put them off to the side, but with an assistant, they can be dealt with, listened to later. They are important. But you are now present in this moment, in this physical body, in this circle. And notice in that spiritual, in that unseen realm of what we might term our guides, our teachers, the collective of our divine family. They are here with us. You are never alone, never alone. And they are here because it is a powerful moment. And we are here to participate in that moment, and they are here to participate because we, individuals in physical body suits, are here to participate. So get a sense of them. If you want them to be a little bit closer, ask them to be closer so you can sense their presence. Imagine their presence. Hear their words, their stories, their symbols. Again, we are in the cocoon, the fiery cocoon of the Guardian Circle Protocol. There is a cocoon that surrounds our physical region, our physical body. There is a cocoon that surrounds our mental body region. There is a cocoon that surrounds our emotional body region. And there is a cocoon that surrounds our spiritual region, our person's region. And we ask that the same level of guardianship be placed on all to whom we are connected in love, all of humanity in this moment. We are here as clear pillars of divine original families, families of love, of curiosity, of joy, of peace, of clarity, of unity, of respect and generosity. And we are here because we planned to be here. And imagine you being placed somewhere on the planet. It might be in your home. It might be in your community. It might be in the capital. It might be in your country. We are linked. We are connected to beyond. We are pillars. And the future that we have been calling forth is nothing more or less than that original agenda from Star Divine Families, all aspects of good. Just in your imagination, see that declaration broadcasting, lighting, flying through the ethers, what in whatever shape it does. The future is now, and this is the future. And imagine whatever past comes to you and anchor yourself in that past with the same decree. The past is the future, is the present, and it is done. And whatever event, situation that might come to you, use that as we go through the next phase of this journey. I am going to use the U.S. inauguration because that's what began this project. But you might find you're led to your family, to your own life, because everywhere present We are changing the whole. Imagine this energy from you. The clarity of our divine agendas, the power of this multi-level layered guardian circle, the energy moving from you in the present today. It moves out for the entire day today through the night, waving into tomorrow. Covering the Congress in their deliberations tomorrow. The future is clarity, divine agenda, good, unity, generosity, joy, anchored. Guardian circles adding and strengthening that and identifying vibrations that have kept us from it for eons of time, being identified, neutralized, and removed. Moving through tomorrow. Moving through those that are gathering for Wednesday. Doesn't matter why, doesn't matter ideology. Everyone, whether they're gathering around TVs at home, whether they're gathering over internet interaction, social media, or on the ground, this wave encompasses all of them. If it's your family, you are doing the same thing, rippling it. Those experiences that we're all entitled to and need, those that Sue referred to, those ups and downs, that's what we need. But what is not allowed, not allowed, not allowed, is the dominating agendas that have kept us crippled and trapped. Not allowed. Moving that forward through tomorrow. Filling all areas, bodies, thoughts, consciousnesses, moving toward Wednesday. And an entire event from today, standing in this moment, the entire situation is filled and kept in this bubble and let yourself imagine what is happening. What is the light doing? What is generosity doing? What is joy doing? What is compassion doing? These are frequencies, these are songs. What is happening? What is happening? And through it all, there is the PTO teams quietly, powerfully going through the fields, removing, through the fields, removing. So be in that space of imagination. Hear what you might be called to add or anchor or focus, because you are the power. You are the discernment, the authority, and the outcome is divine star family agendas, good, generosity, curiosity, love, joy, peace, inner knowing, unity. settle your body in whatever position or place it needs to be held securely. There's nothing that the body itself needs to do except just hold your spirit here in the circle on the planet. You need to stretch a little bit first, tighten up and relax, whatever you need to do for the body to itself, let go. Breathe, and what's the body sensations around you? The warmth, maybe? The smells that are so comforting? The body's in the right place in this moment. Pay attention to what's going on in your mind. Noticing if there is any energy movement that really can be put over to the side, over to your assistant, if you will. All of those thoughts, those ideas, those concerns, those fears, and distractions. Okay, they're there. Right now, turn it over to your assistant. Let that list be made and held, and you can get back to it later. And notice your breath. And welcome. We're just getting ready to do a journey. So as you'll see, we've set the space, created a field of safety and love and vision and welcome to it. And now we're going to, Tara, do a guided visualization, okay? When we come back, when you personally come back and come back on your camera, and we'll know you're here with us. So the body is now being held. There's nothing it needs to. The mind is holding space. All the chatter put off to the side. And notice the breath moving in your nostrils. You want to put it, let it move, remove out the mouth or the mouth. Just notice the breath moving in, moving out. You are present on the planet. And just notice what might be in the emotional field. Is there anything that is showing up that also needs to be given over to your assistant? Those aspects of yourself that have been emotionally concerned, traumatized, worried, put them off to the side, but with an assistant, they can be dealt with, listened to later. They are important. But you are now present in this moment, in this physical body, in this circle. And notice in that spiritual, in that unseen realm of what we might term our guides, our teachers, the collective of our divine families. They are here with us. You are never alone, never alone. And they are here because it is a powerful moment. And we are here to participate in that moment. And they are here to participate because we, individuals in physical body suits, are here to participate. So get a sense of them. If you want them to be a little bit closer, ask them to be closer so you can sense their presence. Imagine their presence. Hear their words, their stories, their symbols. Again, we are in the cocoon, the fiery cocoon of the Guardian Circle Protocol. There is a cocoon that surrounds our physical region, our physical body. There is a cocoon that surrounds our mental body region. There is a cocoon that surrounds our emotional body region. And there is a cocoon that surrounds our spiritual region, our person's region. And we ask that the same level of guardianship be placed on all to whom we are connected in love, all of humanity in this moment. And we are here as clear pillars of divine original families, families of love, of curiosity, of joy, of peace, of clarity, of unity, of respect and generosity. And we are here because we planned to be here. And imagine you being placed somewhere on the planet. It might be in your home. It might be in your community. It might be in the capital. It might be in your country. We are linked. We are connected to beyond. We are pillars. And the future that we have been calling forth is nothing more or less than that original agenda from Star Divine Families, all aspects of good. Just in your imagination, see that declaration broadcasting, lighting, flying through the ethers, what in whatever shape it does. The future is now, and this is the future. And imagine whatever past comes to you and anchor yourself in that past with the same decree. The past is the future, is the present, and it is done. And whatever event, situation that might come to you, use that as we go through the next phase of this journey. I am going to use the U.S. inauguration because that's what began this project. But you might find you're led to your family, to your own life, because everywhere present, we are changing the whole. So imagine this energy from you clarity of our divine agendas, the power of this multi-level layered guardian circle, the energy moving from you in the present today. It moves out for the entire day today through the night, waving into tomorrow, covering the Congress in their deliberations tomorrow. The future is clarity, divine agenda, good, unity, generosity, joy, anchored. Guardian circles, adding and strengthening that, and identifying vibrations that have kept us from it for eons of time, being identified, neutralized, and removed. Moving through tomorrow. Moving through those that are gathering for Wednesday. Doesn't matter why, doesn't matter ideology. Everyone, whether they're gathering around TVs at home, whether they're gathering over internet interaction, social media, or on the ground, this wave encompasses all of them. If it's your family, you are doing the same thing, rippling it. Those experiences that we're all entitled to and need, those that Sue referred to, those ups and downs, that's what we need. But what is not allowed, not allowed, not allowed, is the dominating agendas that have kept us crippled and trapped. Not allowed. Moving that forward through tomorrow. Filling all areas, bodies, thoughts, consciousnesses. Moving toward Wednesday. And an entire event from today, standing in this moment, the entire situation is filled and kept in this bubble and let yourself imagine what is happening. What is the light doing? What is generosity doing? What is joy doing? What is compassion doing? These are frequencies, these are songs. What is happening? What is happening? And through it all, there is the PTO teams quietly, powerfully going through the fields, removing. Through the fields, removing. So be in that space of imagination. Hear what you might be called to add or anchor or focus, because you are the power. You are the discernment, the authority, and the outcome is divine star family agendas, good, generosity, curiosity, love, joy, peace, inner knowing, unity. Travel safely. And when you are complete, you will be brought back. Have your journal handy. and capture in writing any pictures, words, experiences, answers that you were given. And thank you so much for your participation.